Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How did you come to take on this this curating job?
Oh, it's actually the first time that I've done something like this. I'm a filmmaker and an artist, so it was a nice opportunity to, experiment as an artist and gather up work from people that I know and some people I don't know, and present it in a new context.
Did you have any particular area, or were you interested in video of all kinds?
I'm sorry, could you say that again? It's a little hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. Did you have any particular area of video that you were looking for, or was it
yeah.
is it just kind of a go ahead?
Well, it's funny. At first it was really an open call, but I did get a lot of responses from animators, which is interesting. So there's a fair amount of animation in the festival, and it's kind of interesting because it's a little bit of an old-fashioned, some of it's pretty old-fashioned, like handmade animation, and it's rare to see that, outside of certain contexts, so I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, some of the one in particular seemed quite handmade.
Hi, Nui, it's Anne Forbes Cooper here. So how many are actually showing?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
How many animators or filmmakers do you actually have?
I think there's about 20 or 21 artists, yeah.
Ah, and is there a theme, or could people pretty much do whatever
they like? Well, the idea for the exhibition was, was curating work that related to contemporary American life. That was sort of like a broad idea, but I wanted people to delve a little bit more deeply into this idea of the American dream, and how had that changed, and, how is that changing nowadays, and also, how could that be twisted into a different perspective? What's the artist's perspective on that? I think I was thinking about that, and it's just exciting to see the different responses, because they're all really different, yeah.
All the artists are Americans, I guess, huh?
I'm sorry?
They're all American artists?
Well, no, actually, there's a few artists, I think there's at least three, but possibly more that are not from the United States. There's Inge Hunte is from Rotterdam, and there's a couple of artists from Belgium, Frank Merks and Robert Guibert, and then there's also Sergio Botiz is originally from Mexico. He lives in California now. I'm trying to think if there's other folks, but yeah, it's a pretty wide range of people. There's a lot of Chicago-based artists, which is interesting. And, some of these people I know from doing graduate work with them. But it's a nice mix of people from different backgrounds.
And you said it started as an open call, so I suppose you got responses from people you hadn't met before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of them were based in the New York City area, but then there were some from the Midwest and then some from the West Coast, too. Mostly urban areas. I did get a few people that I don't know. Jillian Mossfold, I wasn't familiar with her work, and it's interesting to see that. But yeah, it was, I think the call went out from Green Council on the Arts, but also there's already this show going on, the Masters on Main Street Festival, that involved MFAs from the area. So I think some of those, the call went out through some of those channels as well. Some of the artists who were already involved in the exhibition, I think they considered maybe contributing video work.
And you yourself live in the Catskill area?
No, I live in Brooklyn, but I've spent some time in Catskill through a residency there called Catwalk. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's run by Jim and Purcell Palmer, and it's just up the road a little bit from the town itself. And I also had the chance to do an installation there as a part of this exhibition, and I stayed with Mark and Sue Cooper and did an installation in the front of their shop window, which was interesting. Catskill, I'm from upstate New York. I'm from North Syracuse, but I live in Brooklyn right now.
And how many artists can we see? Can we see them all over the summer in Main Street and Catskill?
The exhibition?
Yes.
Sorry? Yeah, that's up through May, I believe. They're sort of in the storefronts. There probably is a map online, too, if you look for Masters on Main Street.
Now, this the Masters on Main Street, I think, as I understand, this is going on through the summer, but the video festival is just for one day, right?
Just one day, exactly, yeah. I mean, we may do events like this in the future, but this is a special event on the 30th.
And meanwhile, you also have installed one of your own videos, Holy Blood, and that's going to be up longer, though, right?
That piece is also an excerpt from that. That's a piece that I did with another artist, also from upstate New York. His name is Brian Getnick, and we finished that recently. We actually shot that in Earlville, New York. But they will be showing just a short excerpt from it, because it's actually a longer piece, but we'll show part of it in the festival.
So Saturday will be the premiere of this video festival, then.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, will it travel? Will you take it somewhere else?
I think it might. It's nice, sort of like a testing ground, and you know, to see how the audience reacts to it there. I imagine that, you know, since we've already done the work of assembling the pieces, that we'll probably show it either in Chicago or in New York, because a lot of the artists are from those locations. But possibly Los Angeles. I'm not sure. Not sure yet. But this is the first time, so you know, we'll see how it goes.
How has video art changed, or has it changed?
Could you say that again?
How has video art changed over the last, say, 2-3 decades since it kind of started out?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I'm showing these pieces, but a lot of them, there's video art, there's a genre of video art, and I don't want to, like, pretend that I, you know, I'm a theorist, but there's video art, and then there's filmmaking, and some people make films, but they show them in festivals like this as videos. That's one way to look at it. But video art is kind of, in a way, bigger, because, you know, you could walk into a gallery today and see a video installation, and people use video, obviously, online, like on YouTube, for real, like, personal expression or creative expression. And I think video is such a big, it's such a big genre. It's kind of amazing. You know, I think that people nowadays can afford the tools of production. A lot of people have it, you know, even just on their phone. People can make an interesting video and put it on the line for, you know, the world to see. And I think that's really the major change in the past 2 decades, yeah.
Yes, it's sort of become very accessible art form, isn't it? It's very democratic. I was just thinking, in the same way that there are film awards and you've got Cannes and everything, and there are commercial awards for commercials, is there a video awards?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, certainly there are, for artist videos, you know, a lot of work like that is shown in the Whitney Biennial or in different, but in terms of like an actual award ceremony for video, I've never quite heard of that. There's festivals, and, you know, people will get awards at festivals and things like that, but that's a good question. I don't really know how to answer that.
Will the videos show one after one and then be repeated? I mean, there's quite a number of works here.
Sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that.
Will the videos be shown more than once is basically the question.
Will it be showing more than once?
Right.
Say that again?
During the festival, this Saturday, will you show them more than once?
We'll just be doing, each piece will be showing one time, you know. We'll start at about 1 o'clock on Saturday, and the festival will go for about 4 hours. But then we'll probably, I don't know, we may have another chance to do another screening this summer. It's sort of to be determined. I hope that answers your question. I'm sorry, we have a bit of a bad connection.
I think you've answered the question. I was just wondering whether, since it's, you know, several hours, I guess with the number of pieces involved, it's just a matter of showing them once, and you kind of walk in and see whatever is playing at the moment.
Yeah, you can come and go, and all the pieces are under 20 minutes, you know, on average from about, some are 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and you know, it's nice to stay, but obviously, you know, that's a long chunk of time. So we'll take breaks, and there'll be room for discussion. But it's great if you can come for all of it, but if you can only come for part, that's fine too.
And your own work, what's the, is it purely art? Is there a market for it? Is there another motive other than just other than creating entertainment and art?
Well, you know, I think that it could there could be a market, but right now it's primarily just the pursuit that I love. It's mm-hmm. not, I don't necessarily do it commercially, you know, for commercial ends, but I think I have the skills to do that. You know, it's not really what I do for a living, but I think that there are, you know, skills as a filmmaker that can be used commercially quite easily. I think that this, it's funny though when you have that goal of trying to get funding, and nowadays it's even harder to get funding, it changes your work, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but you have to be ready for that, you know.
What kind of budget do you work on making a video?
What kind of budget?
Budget, yes.
The last one that we made was made for under $7,000. We did it, you know, on our own, $7,000 to $10,000. We did it over a long period of time. We worked with actors that were mostly untrained. There were a couple of people who did have a background in acting, but people agreed to work on it because they wanted to perform and they were interested in the project. And we had a lot of support from the Over Opera House and the director there, Patty Lockwood Blake. It's just a kind of like strong desire for art, you know, in New York State and in these different communities that in some ways feel far away from the city, but have a, you know, really rich cultural life as well, and history too.
Do you have a particular technique? I mean, I watched, I couldn't actually access one of the videos, but I watched the sort of the gardening, the out in the garden one. Is there a particular technique that you call that form of filmmaking?
Oh, that's from Laurie Falca, that one?
Or yes.
She was doing more of like, it was like a talk show, wasn't it? Or are you talking about the animated piece?
No, the animated piece.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, that's by Jodi Mack. The Yard Work is Hard Work?
Yes, that's it, yes.
Yeah, that's an amazing piece. She does a lot of stop motion animation. So she's working in a technique that's been around for a while with collage, cutting out images from magazines and animating them by hand, like frame by frame.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's many pictures of moving things a little bit at a time, if that makes sense.
Okay. And I know that you'll be up here. Will the other artists be here as well?
Yeah, we're hoping. I've heard from a couple people that they're going to be there, but if some people it's a little bit too far to travel, but we'll hopefully at least a few people will be there to answer questions.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, I'd love to thank Fawn, you know, the Green Council for the Arts, and Mark and Sue Cooper, who have been hosting me as I've been staying next door to the community center, and just everybody who's been involved, and people in Catskill are just so nice and generous and really interested in art, which is great.
Also, I seem to remember that Fawn asked us to thank the Wine Cellar and Dunkin' Donuts for sponsoring the video festival, and
yeah,
somebody else that I've forgotten.
Marie Margot and Paul. There's so many people pitching in. I'm sorry, I don't have the list. they just Fawn's been really great in orchestrating all this, and also Purcell Palmer and Jim Palmer have really been supportive.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It sounds like a fascinating project. I'm definitely going to be there.
Great, terrific. Look forward to seeing you.